what I guess wanted to touch upon is your career. What made you go into Islamic nasheeds instead of any other, like singing about love songs or something like that? What made you go into Islamic nasheeds?
Basically, we believe Islam is the truth. We believe in the absolute truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Allah. We believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the message. And any one of us who has a talent, any talent, whether it be in music, in the arts, of course within the boundary of Islam, he is obliged to use his talent for the good. It shouldn't be something that goes to waste. It shouldn't be something that we just do for the sake of, just for the sake of doing it.
What are your future plans in terms of your career?
Obviously, nasheed will most probably carry on. I am also currently busy with some projects which are for the mainstream market. There's one project which is on Palestine, and it's basically about the oppression that's going on in Palestine, which will be released in the mainstream market. I sing in that. It's not just going to be me. There are also high-profile people who have narrated and basically contributed towards the project. So that should be coming out.
You mentioned collaborations. Do you think you'd collaborate with other nasheed artists out there, such as Raihan or Zain Pika or Yusuf Islam?
Of course, it will be an honor, inshallah, to work with these brothers you have mentioned. They are all established and they are all very sincere from what I know and from their music. So it will be an honor, inshallah, to work with these brothers. They're all very talented, especially with the Yusuf Islam.
What's your favorite track on the album? And I kind of have a feeling about what it is. Is it track number one, Al Muallim? Am I right?
I think you are right, yes. Alhamdulillah, all of them are nice. All of the tracks are nice. The objective behind making this album is to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or increase our love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it is part of our ibadah, it's an act of worship to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was my intention.
Could you tell us kind of how what the lyrics are about, the first track?
The lyrics are basically at the start of the lyric, the first couple of stanzas of the lyrics are, I wouldn't say sad, but it's not like happy. Basically, it's like, for example, it's we once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves. We've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves. What will we say in front of him? So it's serious. It's something for us to think, inshallah, intellectually stimulating.
Right. I know you gave us a little flavor of what track number one was about. But what I'm sure all the listeners also, as well as myself, would like to maybe hear a short little demo.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves. What will we say in front of him? Ooh, Muallim. He was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, mercy upon mankind. He was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, mercy upon mankind. Teacher of all mankind, mercy upon mankind.
What is your message to the youth out there?
My message is that this is a reminder to myself as well, is to be proud of your religion. Be proud of who you are, whether you're from Pakistan or from Saudi Arabia or from Algeria or from Morocco or anywhere in the Muslim world, or whether you are an American Muslim, or in other words, you are a revert to Islam, European Muslim. Just be proud of who you are. know, Islam did not come to eradicate culture. Culture is okay as long as it abides by Islamic guidelines. So culture is fine, but we should also be proud of our Islamic heritage, which is the purpose of our existence, to worship Allah and to follow His path. And Islam is the way to reach Allah. Some might say that the purpose of life is Islam. I would disagree in my humble opinion. I think the purpose of life, I'd rephrase that and say the purpose of life is Allah, and the path to reach Allah is Islam. There's no other way to reach Allah except Islam.